Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey Dreamers, I'm Joe Pardo, and today I'm talking with Brittany Bear Brown. Yes, that's her real name.
Sort of.
Who is making her dreams come true by being the best role model she can for her kids. Glad to have you on the show, Brittany.
Thanks, Joe. Glad to be here.
Brittany, why don't we get started by giving some background about yourself and what kind of changes you've made in your life?
I am a mother of two. I have a currently 17-year-old and 11-year-old, 17-year-old boy, 11-year-old girl, and I'm married to a wonderful man. We've been married for 18 years now. I think it was 2 to 3 years ago, you know, we started looking into lifestyle changes, diet, trying to lose weight, mainly because, you know, my daughter was in school and she was talking health class, you know, they were talking about nutrition and foods that are nutritious for you, not nutritious for you. And she would ask me every day, you know, is this good for me? Is this not good for me? Not that she would care. She's still going to eat the mac and cheese, no matter what I told her. But she was conscious about it. And one day, you know, I asked her why. And she said, well, I know that I'm going to be fat when I get old like you. So I just want to, you know, be skinny as long as I can. And that hurt. And I didn't want her to think that was her only choice and inevitable outcome when she got older. So it was definitely time to make a change for us. And I can say that really, you know, when you look back then, I would see pictures and think somebody's camera's wrong and the angle's wrong. And, you know, I really never saw myself as that overweight. It wasn't until we lost the weight and we look back that, you know, it was shocking how large we were and, you know, what we had let ourselves get to.
No, it's crazy that it takes something, you know, your kid to say and not even meaning to be mean about it, but it does.
Oh, absolutely. She was convinced. Like, she was convinced that one day she was going to be fat, and she had accepted that. You know, and she's little Miss Skinny. So she didn't mean it mean. She just meant it matter of factly. You know, she loved us. She, you know, just felt like that was just what was going to happen one day.
Wow. That's definitely a powerful message coming from your child.
Yeah.
I'm sure it couldn't have just been you guys because, you know, look around and most people who are, you know, quote unquote old or older generally are larger.
Absolutely. You know, aunts, uncles, grandparents. You know, she's got two sets of grandparents that are great. One set, you know, was heavy set. The aunts that were in the area, heavy set, you know, not that we saw that, just, you know, that is what she was used to.
Well, yeah, especially if she's so thin and tiny, you know what I mean? For her, anybody's going to be big regardless.
Right, absolutely.
So what were the first steps you took when you decided it was time to make a change?
Well, the first one was a girlfriend of mine was telling me about a diet that her husband's command was doing. And he works with the SEALs. And there was a guy who wrote this program, this diet, lifestyle change. And he would come and have classes with him. And the whole command was doing it. So they started doing it. And it's called the 4-Hour Body. And I mean, throughout my life, even when I was a teenager, my mom had me on Jenny Craig, and I've done different types of diets and just never been successful. And the thing about this diet was honestly a cheat day. They never said I can never have pizza again, or I can never have chocolate again, or baked potatoes or whatever. I just had to wait till cheat day. And so 6 days out of the week, it's a protein, a vegetable, and a bean for every meal. No dairy, no cheese, no none of that. 6 days a week. And then on seventh day is cheat day. And if you want a donut, you eat a dozen donuts. I mean, it is from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, you eat your heart out, whatever you want. And then you're back on the diet the next day. And when you read the book, there's this whole scientific approach to it and reason for it. Not that, you know, I read the book until I was done losing the weight because I wanted to help a friend of mine who was kind of stalling. I just got the cliff notes from my girlfriend. I thought, you know, for once that this is something I could get on board with. You know, if I can have a cheat day and I can still eat chocolate, I can do this. Talked to my husband, Kenny, and told him about it. And he got on board with me and we threw the fat fryer away because, you know, he would make French fries with just about every meal. And we started the diet and we were successful. And I still believe to this day it was that cheat day, because it's all in your mind, you know, that I could say no to the cupcakes coming into the office. I could say no to, you know, people who want pizza for lunch or whatever, because I know I can have it. I just have to wait till the day I'm allowed to have it. And man, we lived up that cheat day.
Well, I mean, they say that you're supposed to vary up your calorie intake anyway, aren't you?
Right, right. But we never counted calories for the longest time. You know, we didn't start counting calories until I think I stalled and I still had 15 to 20 pounds left to lose. So that was after 60 pounds having lost already. But it shocked your system so that it doesn't go into starvation mode, you know, because when you start losing weight, a lot of times you plateau for a long period because your body's like, whoa, we're losing weight, we're starving, you know, whatever, low sugar, all of that. So cheat day, however he explained it, was basically shocking your system, making it think that you're not in starvation mode. So it'll keep losing the weight. And then the thing with the carbs, the beans are your carb. So it's not a no carb, it's a low carb. And the beans help you, it's like a faster fueling, burning type carb.
Why don't you go a little bit more into the whole bean thing? Because you mentioned that before the show about being on a bean diet.
Yeah, it's funny because it's that whole nursery rhyme or whatever you want to call it. Beans, beans, good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you fart, better you feel. Beans, beans, every meal. And that is my diet. And every part of that. So, you know, there was some, I had to accept the gas and, you know, with friends and Zumba class and whatnot. The beans, we did beans for breakfast. So black beans with an omelet and a protein shake or something like that to get the protein in there. That was the biggest problem for me. I could not eat breakfast. I was one who I would wake up and I would have coffee and then I would have lunch or something. And of course you'd be starving by lunch. So you're going to eat a whole lot, but I could never eat breakfast. And I gagged for at least 2 weeks every morning, trying to eat some eggs or trying to eat, you know, whatever it was that I needed to eat. Somebody taught me how to make a bean pancake, which is basically beans and eggs. And I would put collards or spinach or tomatoes or some salsa in it. And you make it like a pancake. And after I started doing that, I was able to eat that. But it really helps to set you on the right path for the day to get that breakfast in within an hour of waking up.
Well, how did your family take all these new changes for you?
Well, my daughter took it kind of hard because all of a sudden there's no French fries or, you know, bread and dinner that she's used to eating. My son took it very well. He actually enjoyed the food. And once we started losing weight, he actually tried to do the diet. And then, you know, there's a great saying that somebody said to me and it just clicked everything. And they said, you know, weight loss starts in the kitchen and fitness starts in the gym. So we kind of followed that. We did the weight loss first. We got our food right in the kitchen. And then one day I decided that I was going to go to the Y because my son is overweight, not terribly, but he's, you know, in his teen years and girls are, you know, he's looking at girls and stuff like that. And, you know, he's not as fit as I would like for him to be. So as an example to him, I was like, okay, let's go to the gym. Let's see what's about, see if we can start working out together. So I signed up and he started working out with me. And like I said, he started doing the diet too, because he saw how successful we were. And my daughter kind of plays in the gym, but she's never left her mac and cheese. She still to this day will eat the mac and cheese, but she's still skinny too. So it's okay for now.
So what was the biggest roadblock that you hit with all this weight loss?
There were a lot. You know, it's funny, when we first started, I don't think that we really thought that we were going to be successful, to be honest. It was just, okay, well, let's try this. It sounds fun because we get to have a cheat day and all that. But we really did start losing weight. So then it's, wow, my clothes don't fit. I have no clothes I can wear. And I had to go buy more clothes. Like every season, it seemed I was buying more clothes. So I jokingly said, I'm glad Macklemore came out with that song, Pop Some Tags, because I sure did go to a thrift store, you know, and get some clothes to get me by, you know, and then I've also donated a whole bunch since then. But that was one roadblock. And then the fitness part of it, I'm, you know, I love my husband so much and we are always together when we're not at work. So it was an excuse for me not to go to the gym because he wouldn't go. So we would sit on the couch together. And, you know, now I really did want to go to the gym and I really did want to get the workout part of it in there. And I just had to, you know, accept that. And I just had to be like, okay, I can leave you for a couple hours and it's okay. And that was hard for me, to be honest, but I'm so glad I did that because it really was okay to leave him for an hour, 2 hours to go to the gym, you know, so my son could go to the gym or, you know, whatever. And then eventually he started joining me. It took a while. He started the running thing with me instantly. He didn't really want to go to the Y until he's, came back from deployment. Now he's at the Y and you can't get him out of there.
Now, me and you, we know each other through Mickey Miles.
Right.
And I was curious, when did the running thing start for you?
You know, for me, I started in the workout room. So I would do elliptical and the weights and all that. And then eventually I got up the nerve to go up and try Zumba because for some reason the Zumba teacher intimidated me. But once I got in there, man, she was fabulous. Those people became my girls. You know, that is my second family. And so I started doing that. And then somebody wanted me to go on an electric run. And that was like a nighttime little 5K. And you got all these lights that you get to wear on your head and you know, necklaces and bracelets and whatever. I didn't really have to run it. I was like, okay, well, if I don't have to run, because I firmly, like, grown up in high school and junior high school, I got out of gym class. I walked the track. I never ran the track. I refused to run. I had asthma, and that was my excuse and my crutch, and I was going to use that. I can't run because I have asthma. It's not serious asthma, and I can run, but that was just the excuse that I used. So I did this with them, and also because I could wear a tutu, and that just seemed so fun. So I did have a good time because of the girls and all that, but I'm still not a runner, and I still don't feel like I need to be a runner and complete anything to be initiated into this fit world. And then a girlfriend told me about these races at Disney. I was like, shut up. You can run at Disney? I mean, I love Disney. We go all the time. How did I not know this? And so I came home and I talked to Kenny, and I was like, did you know we can run at Disney? And we immediately signed up for the January half last year, so the 2014 January half. And that was our first half marathon, and we started training together, and that's all I've done ever since. I mean, it's just been the most amazing experience. And, you know, down in January, I discovered the Mickey Miles podcast before that. And they got us so excited, and we were even listening to it on the way down to Florida. So when they announced the Mickey Milers, I just had to sign up, and so did he. And it's just been the best experience I've ever had.
It has been a really great experience being a part of the Mickey Miles, and I'm definitely a proud member, as many of my listeners and you, as well as yourself, would know.
Right.
Brittany, what would you say your childhood dream was growing up?
To be an astronaut. It really was. Like, I watched Space Camp, and I was like, I want to go out up in space. But other than that, you know, I think, you know, like most little girls, you want to have a family and get married and have kids and, you know, all of that. And I think at some point I want to be a teacher. And I don't know why I didn't do that, because they get summers off. I mean, that just makes so much more sense. But I didn't do any of that. But I'm very happy. I mean, I did meet an amazing guy, like I said, and fantastic job. I work for a pest control company. And even though that's not fantastic, you know, the people I work for are great.
Brittany, what do your dreams for the future look like?
Well, you know, one thing that I also didn't mean to happen, or I didn't set out to happen, is to inspire people. But that was just something that, you know, once I started losing all the weight, everybody's come to me telling me what an inspiration I am to them. And you know, that they've started doing running, or they've started doing Zumba, or they've started this diet to lose weight because of what they see me doing on Facebook, or, you know, just in everyday life if they live close to me. I love that. And you know, people at the gym, when I see somebody there that I know that they're that New Year's person, you know, that New Year's resolution, but I see myself in them, because inside I always felt like I was this beast. Like, I can do anything. I can, you know, do anything I set my mind to. I'm a fit person inside. Like, I knew this beast of I don't consider myself an athlete, but, you know, that kind of person was in there. I just had to bring her out. And when I see that in other people, you know, I want to go up to them, and I want to just help them and encourage them and, you know, give them a smile, anything to make them want to keep coming back, and not make this a New Year's resolution, but a whole life change, and to keep coming day after day, month after month, year after year. I love just helping people find whatever that is that they need, whether it's Zumba or whether it's, you know, cycling or running or anything, you know. And even down at Disney, I have a girlfriend that has seen me, and she loved Disney too. So her and her daughter are doing the 10K for the first time this month. And I'm so excited to see them down there and see them get their medal, and, you know, because they've been training for it and bonding over the training. And that's another, you know, great thing. People not just looking at us or looking at me and what I've done, but also looking at how Kenny and I run together and how we're spending time doing all this together and just having a stronger bond because of it. And, you know, they're looking for something they can do with their husband now to have that as well. So that's what I want to keep doing. I want to find a way to help people reach their goals, you know, whatever that goal is, you know, but especially in exercise and diet. I just, you know, it's just been such a great thing for me that I want everybody to feel that. I want everybody to feel that success and, you know, just to be healthy. Because I think, you know, in this day and age, we are just a country that is just obese, and our kids, you know, they see all these older people and they're used to eating McDonald's and everything else and not think of the consequences that are going to come later, or they're already obese. You know, we have kids in Zumba class that, you know, are nice and chubby, but they're there and they're dancing and, you know, good for them. And I want them to keep coming back, and I want their parents to keep coming back. So, you know, that's what I want to get into. I got my Zumba instructor license, so, you know, I could help people in that area, but I want to motivate everybody, and I just want to help them and show them what they can do if they just try and take the time. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, losing the weight took us a good year, and we kept it off for a year, but it did not happen overnight. And it's totally worth everything we went through, though.
You know, it's not hard to believe all that because of the amount of encouragement that you were giving people the other couple weeks ago out at marathon weekend.
You know, all that screaming.
Yeah. I was expecting your dreams of the future to be able to, you know, yell louder and longer.
Well, there's that too. No, that was so much fun though. I mean, and I will say this too, the first marathon, half marathon that we did last year, I believe it was the 10K. We did the 10K and the half, and we were in the very last corral for the 10K. We didn't know anything about it, so we ended up starting almost with the balloon ladies. But, you know, we're not slow. We're not fast by any means, but at that time, we were in no danger. So we were coming up the ramp, and at the top, I looked down, and I saw the balloon ladies, and behind them was this really big guy trying. You know, he's running, and the sweepers were right behind him. They looked like they were almost on his heels. And I lost it. I just started screaming for him, you can do it, you can do it. And people started coming up with me to the side of the bridge and yelling for him, trying to encourage him. You know, but that broke my heart. That's never something you want to see. So in the races, man, I just want everybody to have so much fun. I want them to just go, not give up, not worry about it, just have a great time and just go for it. And that's what we did, this dopey. And it was amazing. It was the most fun I've ever had. I never thought I'd say that about running 48.6 miles, but it was awesome.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had signed up for the dopey instead of just the goofy, but
just the goofy. See, we can't do that. Even just the marathon. The marathon's amazing. You know, David ran his first marathon, and so many others ran their first marathon. And, you know, I hate that we say just the marathon, because that's such an amazing feat. Even the 5K, somebody who's never run, this is their first 5K. That's awesome. I am so glad I did run, do the dopey. I wasn't going to do it because I originally said I would just do the marathon. See, there I go. Just marathon this year. But my husband is getting out of the Navy in April. So we weren't sure, you know, where he would be next year. We didn't know finance, you know, any of that. So we figured we'd do it while we could, while we had the vacation and the time to do it. I'm so glad because I didn't think that I could do it. I was scared, so scared. But, it was just great. It's perfect.
So, Brittany, is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
As far as weight loss and fitness, you know, I encourage everybody to just go and talk to like the Y. I know the Y has this great thing called a Y Change program. You can go in there. It's free to the members. They take you through nutrition and they take you to all the different classes so that you can try them all out and see what you enjoy, what you like. And it's just a great support system. But any local gym or even a running club, you know, it doesn't have to be anything that you have to pay for. Just even your group of friends. It's always easier to go out with a friend. You know, if you're going out by yourself, you can kind of play those mind games and talk yourself out of it. But when you have to meet a friend to go run, you know, it's more of a commitment and you're more likely to keep it. So there's that, but there, you know, the things that I've always shared with people is that one, weight loss starts in the kitchen, fitness starts in the gym. You know, I know a lot of people that they go to the gym, they work out, but their food's really not on point. So, you know, they're not losing any weight. They're getting fit and, you know, that's great, but you've got to do both to really make a difference.
Well, Brittany, I would love for you to share how people can connect with you online.
I'm on Facebook, Brittany Brown, Brittany Bear Brown. I think if you search Brittany Brown, it comes up and you can find me there. And I'm learning Twitter from my good friend, Chris Smith. He's teaching me Twitter. And I think that I don't even know what I am. I think I'm Echo23456 on Twitter. So be patient, though, because I just saw some Merry Christmas posts the other day. And so Eve's already wised up and told me Happy Halloween. But I'm having fun. I just did my first virtual 13.1 on Twitter. So I posted everything Saturday as I was running, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm trying.
Well, awesome. I'll have them in the show notes at howtodream.co.
There you go.
Brittany, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on today. It's been a lot of fun and definitely very inspiring.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
This is Mickey, and I hope you have a magical day. See you real soon, pal.